Part 3.
Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation. Do you know when the planning board will meet? I received two memos today with different times on them.
There was an update this morning. They said the meeting schedule for 3:30. Didn't you get it? Everyone got it.
I must have missed it somehow. I have been so busy.
Well, everyone else got it, though. You always don't get it the first time. What's going on, Mike?
Number 41. When will the planning board meet? Number 42. What is the problem Mike is faced with? Number 43. What is the woman frustrated with? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Have you met the new safety inspector for our factory?
Yes, he seems to be quite old, but diligent. He was certainly checking everything carefully.
He's talking to management now. He'll be here on the assembly line next.
Okay. Well, let us get ready. We don't want to be the only department with a flaw, you know.
Number 44. Where does this conversation take place? Number 45. What do you know about the new inspector? Number 46. What will the speakers probably do next?
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
We can't really afford the new furniture for the reception area right now.
But don't you think that chairs are starting to look dated? They've been here since I started to work in this company.
I don't know. I think the chairs themselves are okay. Maybe they would look better if they were closer together. What do you think?
I just think that we should get some brand new furniture. It will help the employees to renew their minds about work too.
Number 47. What are the speakers discussing? Number 48. What do you know about the furniture in the reception area? Number 49. Why does the woman want the new furniture?
Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Would you like to join us for dinner at the French restaurant this Saturday? Their dishes are fantastic.
I'd love to, but I already have plans. I'm expecting company from out of town this weekend.
Oh, that's too bad. Then maybe we can work it out some other time.
Yeah, for sure. How about next Saturday, then? We can either go to the same place or to the ocean. There is a very nice restaurant at the seashore.
Number 50. What is the woman asking the man? Number 51. Why does the man refuse the invitation? Number 52. When will they probably meet next?
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Mark, Yoshi is getting an award for this new car design.
Yeah, I heard about that. The president will present it to him at the next board meeting.
Yoshi has really worked hard for this. He's hoping to get the vacant design director's position.
Oh, really? I feel that he needs more experience and learning, though. What do you think, Lisa?
Number 53. Who will receive the prize? Number 54. What does Lisa tell the man? Number 55. What does the man think of Yoshi?
Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Miss Angelo, I'm on my way to buy plates and some snacks for a picnic. Do you know a place that sells both?
Try the new DG Superstore. Do you know where that is? It's pretty close to here.
Yes, next to the police station. Thanks. By the way, do you need anything from the store? If you do, I can get them for you. I won't charge you for any delivery.
Really? That's very nice of you. I actually need some soap and detergent for washing clothes. Could you get them for me?
Number 56. Where will the man probably go next? Number 57. What does the man offer the woman? Number 58. Why is the man going to the store in the first place? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Mr. Lee. I am calling to let you know that the display cases will be delivered to you on Wednesday or Thursday morning.
Good. That will give us enough time to set up the exhibit for the History Club's meeting on Saturday.
Then we will be back to pick them up next Tuesday.
By the way, make sure to give me a call both times you guys drop them off and pick them up.
Number 59. When is the History Club going to meet? Number 60. How many days does Mr. Lee have to set up the display? Number 61. What is the woman to do when she delivers the display?
Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation. Have you received memos about our annual company picnic? The ones I sent out have an error on them.
Are you going to send out a corrected memo? You better do it as soon as you can, since everyone is about to take off for home.
It might be easier just to send out the email with the right information then.
Yeah, it should be much easier and efficient to do that.
Number 62. How does the man want to fix the problem? Number 63. What is the memo about? Number 64. What is true about what is being sent out instead of memos?
Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
John, I can't find my notes for the meeting. I need them to finish my summary for the committee.
Why don't you just use mine then? They're in my office. I will go to get them.
Thanks, I really appreciate it. I will give them back as soon as I look them over.
Just a few things for you to be aware. Please don't make any marks on my notes, don't make copies, and don't show other people. I'm sorry, I get sensitive when it comes to my notes.
Number 65. Why does the woman need the notes? Number 66. Where are the man's notes? Number 67. What did the man warn the woman about?
Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
A number of employees have been complaining about air conditioning. I think we'd better get some estimates for a new system.
We should settle on a contract before the suppliers get too busy this summer.
I'll ask Mr. Water to make some phone calls, and in the meanwhile, I suppose we should keep the windows open.
No, opening up the windows won't help that much. I will try to get some fans from other offices, if they have any. That will lessen the heat a bit.
Number 68. What are the speakers discussing? Number 69. Why should they come to a solution before the summer? Number 70. What does the man say they should do?